This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Pakistani police stormed former Prime Minister Imran Khan's residence in the eastern city of Lahore on Saturday, arresting 61 people amid clashes between Khan's supporters and police. Khan was not in the home at the time, having traveled to Islamabad to appear before a judge to face charges he sold state gifts and hid his assets while in office. Russian President Vladimir Putin visited Crimea and then the occupied city of Mariupol, his first visit to territory captured from Ukraine since the start of Moscow's invasion. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma reports.
Putin arrived in Mariupol by helicopter and then, Russian reports say, drove himself around the city's so-called memorial sites, concert hall and coastline. In the Nevsky district, he met local residents in a video obtained from Russian sources exchanging pleasantries. Mariupol had become a worldwide symbol of defiance after outgunned and outmanned Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill there for nearly 3 months before Moscow took control of it. The Crimea and Mariupol visits come days after the International Criminal Court in The Hague issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader, accusing him of war crimes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A deadly earthquake rocked southern Ecuador on Saturday. The president's office there said the magnitude 6.8 quake left 14 people dead and more than 380 injured, largely in the El Oro province. Many of the homes that crumbled were old and did not meet building standards for an earthquake-prone country. Peruvian authorities said the quake was also felt in Peru's north, though there was no damage. This is VOA News. On Saturday, former U.S. President Donald Trump said in a social media posting that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. In the message on his Truth Social platform, Trump called on his supporters to protest. As of yet, there is no confirmation from authorities of any criminal charges against Trump. However, he has faced criminal investigations for decades, primarily in connection with his New York real estate businesses. And in his time as president, it led to other investigations, but he has never been criminally charged. This latest case involves hush money payments made to an adult film performer who allegedly had an affair with Trump. If Trump were to be criminally charged, it would mark the first time in American history a former president is arrested. Protests and work stoppages continue in France. Laurel Bowman has more.
Refinery strikes persisted on Saturday in France, and more demonstrations were taking place throughout the country amid anger at the government pushing through a rise in the state pension age without a parliamentary vote. The growing unrest has left President Emmanuel Macron with the gravest challenge to his authority since the so-called Yellow Vests protest of December 2018. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Japan says North Korea has launched a suspected missile towards the sea. The launch, if confirmed, would be the North's fourth round of weapon tests since the U.S. and South Korea militaries began joint drills last week. The North believes those drills are rehearsals for a future invasion. Credit Suisse is the most globally significant bank caught up in the banking industry turmoil after two U.S. lenders collapsed last week. Now authorities are scrambling to rescue it before markets reopen. Lucy Fielder has the story.
Talks over rescuing Credit Suisse rolled into Sunday as UBS sought $6 billion from the Swiss government to cover costs if it were to buy its struggling rival. Authorities are scrambling to resolve a crisis of confidence in 167-year-old Credit Suisse. One source warned the Credit Suisse talks are encountering significant obstacles, and 10,000 jobs could be at stake if the banks combine. Credit Suisse, UBS, and the Swiss government declined to comment.
It's Lucy Fielder of Reuters reporting. Canada moved to make immigration easier for Turkish and Syrian citizens already in the country a month after an earthquake killed more than 50,000 people in the two countries. Sean Fraser is Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship. He said Canada is committed to providing relief to those impacted by the earthquakes. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish.